Hello, friends and art therapists. This is Yu Zhang, and here on the Thirsty for Art podcast, we talk all about growing as art therapists and professionals, as well as growing our online businesses. Welcome to the podcast, and let's dive in. One of the big things that have come up in the Visionary Membership Program, which is a program for art therapists who want to have an online business and use social media, in those business coaching calls, we talk all about the challenges and difficulties and maybe some confusions, and we cover a lot of questions about doing online businesses and marketing and social media, things like that. And one of the things that really a lot of us really spent time talking about was this feeling of hesitancy of showing up on social media, showing up online, and being a little bit more vulnerable and really showing our faces, showing our human self online for everybody to see. So on my Instagram and, you know, on my blogs and even on this podcast too, I talk about how we show up online. Like, we gotta show up, right? As our therapists who are trying to get clients online and who are gonna do online sessions with people, we want to show up online because that's just how clients will find us, right? The more that we show up, the more that our clients can find us. And that's just kind of a fact, and how things go with the online world. So it's really important to show up online. And as I talked about in the past before, it's important to also show up authentic, show up professional, of course, but then not cold or impersonal, to show up as your more human self, right? And when we show up online as humans, but who has authority, of course, who has skills and knowledge, it becomes so much more attractive. Like, the things that you put out become so much more attractive, and it really pulls in clients who really need your services, and people can really trust you more. The problem with marketing online or getting clients online is that it's really hard to trust people online, right? I think I mentioned this before too. Like, to me, you're just a picture. You're just a bunch of pixels on a screen. And so I cannot get that in-person feeling, right? I cannot get that vibe from you, or I cannot get that energy directly by seeing you or talking with you. I don't know who you are. Definitely, like, having that face-to-face contact does really help building trust instantly. But in the online world, it's not like that. It's very much anonymous, and also it's kind of hard to trust people because of that reason. And so because it's so hard to build trust in an online space from screen to screen, that's why we do have to show up so much more. That's why we do have to open ourselves up more and share more about ourselves so that we can build that trust from the other person, from that potential client, from our audience, really. So even more so than in person, when we are trying to market online and get clients online, we do have to show up more. And I think that's just how it really works with the online world and online space. So you know that it's important. And a lot of my art therapists who are in the Visionary Art Therapist Membership Program know this. And so we talk about, wait, okay, I know it's so much more helpful to show up more, to show our faces more on Instagram or on Facebook, on YouTube, wherever we are on social media. But I'm still hesitant, right? I'm still afraid to show up. I still feel like it feels vulnerable to show up. It's so hard to show up. I want to feel more impersonal, right? I've never really shown my our therapist self to all my connections on Facebook before. Some of us might relate to that, right? We might have like a part-time self-employed business where we see our therapy clients, and our personal connections online, especially on Facebook, they don't really know. We don't really post about our work, about our private practice or our business. We don't really talk to our connections, personal connections about those things maybe. And it feels so weird to do that if you haven't done that before, right? And so sometimes we come to a dilemma where it's like, to really actually get clients, we have to share about our business to even our personal connections. And I actually think it is a good idea, especially in the beginning, to open up the fact, to share the fact that you are in your business, that you are looking for clients, to your personal connections, like your family, friends, whoever, you know. And that's one of the fastest way, I actually think, that you can get your first client. When you share the fact that you have an art therapy business, and you're looking for clients with your personal connections. But with that said, you know, there is a lot of that, like feeling of vulnerability, like feeling you're vulnerable, you're opening up yourself to a lot of things when you do share content, when you do share content about your business and about yourself as an art therapist, in a way that is authentic to who you really are as a human being as well. So I want to really help you out with this. If you are struggling with this, like you want to show up on social media a little bit more, you want to really use your content to market your services, but you're scared to show up, which is a totally natural feeling to have when you have not done this before, right? So here is one thing that I want to share with you that I think it will be really helpful for you. If you are struggling with showing up, a lot of it has to do with this fear of criticism, fear of judgment, fear of what other people think, right? If there was nobody in this world, I don't think we would feel any hesitancy or fear or uncertainty about sharing about ourselves, right? If nobody was here, then it doesn't matter, right? We can just talk all we want and there's no one else that's there. So we don't really have a lot to worry about. So this means that a lot of us are fearful of certain types of criticisms that we might get, or certain types of reactions, responses, or judgments that we could get if we do show up, right? And some of the judgments that we might be afraid of is being seen as not being professional, or being seen as not respectable, or being seen as foolish, or stupid, or all those things that are not good, basically what you think are not good. But before you do anything, I want you to assume that you are loved. Before sharing yourself, assume that you are loved. Assume people will love you. Assume people will totally love what you share. And assume that they will be excited and ecstatic to hear from you. They are just waiting to hear from you. They just can't wait to see you. They are eager to connect with you. And assume that they want to jump on your offer and jump on your services, really. Assume they want to hear more about what you offer, like what kind of help you can give them. Right? Assume that you are loved. And then just kind of imagine, just right now, for a few seconds, imagine that you're going to be loved when you share yourself on social media or whatever. You're going to be loved. You're going to be celebrated. You're going to be welcomed by all these people. assume that, imagine that, right? How does that feel in your chest right now? How does that feel in your heart, in your gut right now? How does it feel in your shoulders right now? Like, doesn't that feel so much more expansive? So much more like lighthearted, right? Than being constricted by this fear of what bad thing, bad judgment am I going to get? Right? Like the reason why we have this kind of fear of judgment is that we expect it somehow, right? We think that we will get that somehow, but this assumption that you are going to be loved when you share kind of negates all that, right? It discounts all that and it replaces that negative belief with this more positive belief that you are going to be loved when you show up more. And this is because they are. And that is reality. That is the truth, because people are waiting for you to show up, to see more of who you really are, to see your authentic self, to see your face, the way you put things out into words, the way you feel about things, the way you think, right? They are waiting to see and hear from you. Right? People appreciate your thoughts and appreciate that you offer help to this world and to the people who are struggling. And we just don't see that yet when we don't post that next content, that picture, that writing, that blog post, video, whatever it is. We just don't see that yet, those people who are waiting. But when we do, we know. We get to see that response. You will get a response that will say, you know, I really enjoyed your video or photo or writing, whatever it is that you shared. And so we just need to assume that we are loved already, that we are being waited on, that we are valuable and respected. Assume that and show up. So one of the things that a lot of us do struggle with is we fear that a lot of people who are not familiar with our therapy, that they will not understand our therapy, right? And that they will negate the evidence of our therapy, or they don't believe it works, or they think it's just arts and crafts or things like that. If you are afraid that people will not understand our therapy, then I want you to assume that you are understood by people. Focus in on that. Assume that you are understood. Assume that when you share about our therapy, that you are understood, that you will be understood. Just assume it. There is no other step that you need to take. Just assume and then talk about our therapy. And when you do assume that you are understood and you write or share from that space, from that place, you show up in a different way, right? You're not showing up with this fear that people will not understand you. You show up knowing that you deserve to be understood, that you are understood and you are respected. So it really kind of influences in a positive way what you share with people online. You know, I love the saying, I think it's a really popular quote, and originally I think it's a lyric, but you know the saying, dance like no one's watching, sing like no one is listening, love like you've never been hurt, and live like it's heaven on earth, right? I love that quote a lot. It's just beautiful, right? And I think this applies to what we do as art therapists and how we show up online. Share like nobody hates you. That's what I want to say. Like, share like nobody hates you. Share like everybody loves you. Right? What will you say then? Will you say all the things that you really want to say? Of course, right? Like, yeah, share like nobody hates you and kind of see how amazing that feels when you do that. Just stepping into that space of assuming you're loved is just such a good, feel good space, right? Feel good place to be. Not even just for this, but just as a person, as a human being, let's always step into that space of assuming that we're loved. Yeah, let's do that. Because when we do assume that we're loved, we don't constrict ourselves to fear. We show up authentically. We don't fear so much about the loss. And potential hurt or risk, we actually level up, right? We actually take action for things that we really want. So I think it's always a good practice to assume that you're loved. In many aspects of our lives, I think this applies. And one thing I want to mention about when you do get criticism, like, I know. Even when we assume that we're loved and we share about ourselves and we put ourselves out there, that doesn't guarantee that we won't get criticism at all, that we won't get a downvote or a negative comment, because just it's really not about you, it's about that person who left that comment, right? First of all. But second of all, I want you to think about when you do get that kind of response from other people, think about why you're doing this, right? Come back to the bigger vision of why you're doing this. Are you doing this for that criticizer, right? Are you sharing about art therapy, about yourself, about mental health, about emotions? And thoughts and pains and hurts and struggles. Are you sharing those things on social media for those criticizers? For those naysayers? For those people who just are not happy in their lives right now in this moment? No, you're not. You're not. You are sharing for the person who is out there who really needed to hear what you shared. You really needed to see that video that you shared, that caption that you wrote, or that picture that you shared, right? You're here to help the people who are interested in art therapy, who are interested in healing, or at least learning more about their problems or how they can solve things, how they can get better, right? And so it's really for those potential clients that you're showing up for, people who need help that you're showing up for. And when people are, and there are people who need help, but they leave comments that are negative, right? Which is totally okay. Which, happens, that's totally okay. They're just not ready, right? And everybody has their own timeline, and we cannot force anyone to be on a certain timeline. And so, with compassion, we just let that go and we focus on the big picture. Why we are showing up? We are showing up for the people who want to know this, who want to hear, who need to hear what we have to say about mental health, about art therapy, about healing, whatever it is that you're sharing. And whatever it is that you're sharing is very meaningful and is very needed and necessary in this world. So always remind yourself that when you are struggling with negative comments, things like that, come back to why you're doing this in the first place. You're not doing it for the comments. You're not doing it for the likes. You're not doing it for popularity anyway, right? I hope not. If it is, then that's going to be a hard journey. It's not for the popularity. It's not to validate ourselves. It's not to prove ourselves anything. It's really to help someone out there who's struggling alone. So I hope that you remember to assume that you are loved if you feel scared about showing up online and on social media. Assume that you are loved and share like nobody hates you. All right, that's it for today's episode. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this, make sure to subscribe to this podcast, Thirsty for Art podcast, to get notified when the next episode comes out. Thank you all. I will talk to you next time. Bye-bye.